For the better part of a decade, elected officials in the region have dreamt about the day they could boast about a particular attraction for their respective communities, passenger train service. Since the mid-2000s, that dream has been inching closer to reality. It was around that time feasibility studies were launched to determine costs and potential ridership. A few years later, a final route was approved linking Chicago and Dubuque, Iowa, with several stops in between. This would replace the old Blackhawk line that was discontinued in the early 1980s. Freeport Mayor Jim Gitt says he still believes it will happen, but he admits the projected deadline of late 2014 might be too optimistic.
There are some tricky little things that have to be worked out to make this all come together.
One of the big hang-ups right now is track improvement negotiations between the Illinois Department of Transportation and Canadian National Railway. In an emailed response, IDOT would only say that talks continue and that a schedule for the startup of service will be announced upon the completion of negotiations. Still, communities like Freeport remain undeterred. Mayor Gitt says that, like other cities on the planned route, they are moving forward with plans to build a train station.
Everyone on this end of it is heavily dedicated to this project because we know that this can do great things for the region.
Former 16th District Congressman Don Manzullo played an active role in securing support for the project. He says no matter when the route is launched, it's fair to raise this question: will enough people in the region use the trains?
The schedules that have to be set up have to be conducive with a morning train going into Chicago and an evening train coming out of Chicago to Rockford. Otherwise, people won't use it.
However, Manzullo says it's still worth the effort.
It's been started. You know, you just have to keep on working on it. It's bipartisan support. Everybody wants to see this come to pass.
Mark Magliari is a regional spokesman for Amtrak. He says it's up to IDOT to decide who would operate the service, but he says Amtrak is still very interested in running the trains, and the department says it still plans to choose the commuter rail agency to operate things. As for concerns about ridership, Magliari suggests there would be an enhanced effort this time around to sustain the route and not let problems get in the way of attracting customers. He says that was a factor in the state discontinuing the old service.
The maintenance of the route and the viability of the route was very much subject to question, so the trains themselves were certainly not as reliable as would be needed to attract ridership.
Magliari adds that while gas prices have stabilized, they probably won't see a major decrease in the near future. He says that, coupled with schedule times that compete with driving, should make it a successful route. And IDOT says with ridership growth on other corridors, it's confident that demand for this route is still sufficient to justify the effort. Mayor Gitts in Freeport echoes those sentiments. He says there will be more awareness created for this venture. Gitt says there are a lot of good selling points, even if it takes a little longer to get those trains running.
I would prefer 2014, but I'll accept 2015 or 16 if that's all that can be done.
I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.